Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's my second time welcoming you, but for the purpose of the video and making sure those who aren't here get to feel welcomed as well. I'm Julie Kazmariou. I'm facilitating today, and today is Wednesday, September 28th, right? I'm joined by Sterling, Karen, Dania, Laura, Jean, and Lisa. I know will be joining us because I think she's volunteered to be the coach. And whoever else joins us, it'll be great. So thanks for being here with us. Today is the practicum. So we'll be dipping into a little bit of any review, feedback, comments from Monday's class. And then we'll be going into the coaching practicum, which will be Lisa coaching Jean. And it's always a treat and a privilege to experience this group and coaching and learning and observing and gaining perspectives and more from what we do is being with peers. And so we have the class agreements. Does anybody have those ready? Who would like to read them? You could just read from the line up.
I'll read them.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Good morning. Deeper conversation, 7 class agreements. 1, confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to the audios of the classes. 2, positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. 3, hold the space. We agree to listen without interruption. 4, presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. 5, beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. 6, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. 7, coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitators may offer mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Jean. Everybody in agreement today? Any objections? Okay. Or additions, perhaps? Let's see. Karen is here with us today. We have not met Karen yet, so I want to give you, Karen, a moment to introduce yourself. Karen has informed us that she has been watching the videos and so knows your faces. So, Karen, just want to give you the opportunity to share where you're joining us from. Have you been to DC Deeper Conversations Coaching before? And also, some of the things that we shared in our intro is, you know, what is your intention for being here and what is your greatest joy in coaching? You don't have to answer them all in that order.
Great. Hi, everyone. I'm calling in from Portland, Oregon. And I know that it can be really disruptive for someone to splash in to a group that is already formed. So I do appreciate your grace and willingness to allow me to step in. My work schedule is such that I can't attend in person on Mondays, so I'm going to need to pop in on Wednesdays. I'm going to be participating in 4 of these practicums, and I'm looking forward to it. And I want to acknowledge that this is really a, you know, it's an intimate space. So again, thank you for your forbearance. Let's see. This is my first Deeper Conversations experience. And my intentions, I'm sorry, Julie, my intentions for...
Your intentions for being here, like why are you... Did you choose DC Deeper Conversations Coaching, and how might it be informing what you do?
I see. Okay. I chose Deeper Conversations in part because I've been on the mailing list, Jamie Tenzer and Sherry Boone's mailing list for many years. Sherry is up here in Portland, Oregon as well. So I met her at the ICF meetings here, chapter meetings. And I am renewing my credentials, you know, of course. And it's always good to have a refresher in all of it, you know, the ethics so forth. So yeah, that's me. Oh, joy. The joy of coaching. Boy, I have to say that it's the sense of connection and making a difference in someone's life. Mm-hmm. And the light goes on and they find something about themselves that they hadn't recognized. Yeah, I love that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. Mm. So nice to have you here. And when we did start the group, maybe you heard this, but we did let everyone know that some people will be, they might be popping in and then popping out or new faces. And so the space is created the intention around welcoming you whenever you arrive and to hoping that you feel the safety of it to learn and to grow with each other. And just would love to hear from each of you, just, you know, just to have your voices heard and to create this connection. What are you bringing in today to the room that also informs your coaching?
I think anytime you get the opportunity to watch coaching from an observer's perspective, that you actually learn from two different fields, being able to see what the client is experiencing, and then also maybe pick up on tips or things that the executive coach is doing that you want to mimic or to mirror in my own coaching. So it, for me, it's a learning experience from two different fields that I enjoy.
Right. Thank you, Sterling. Is there a quality you're bringing? Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
Curiosity and interested. I'm interested in what the client and coach are creating in the space between them. Mm. Curious about that.
Thank you.
I am excited to be a client today for Lisa. This is Jean, and I am bringing in beginner's mind, just that do my best to have a fresh, open space, and then just grateful for this opportunity.
Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is Laura, a little bit similarly. After our call on Monday, I spent some time with my significant other who's going through some challenges with his 16-year-old son. And it was really fun to just be able to step back and ask some powerful questions. And I think it's really, I think being in this space allows us to soak up that mentality a bit more. And so I think I'm coming in today into the rest of these as just kind of a sponge. They're all really great refreshers and experiences. And so just being present to really take in what's happening through the coaching.
Thank you, Laura.
So I am bringing in, yeah, mindfulness about my own presence, I think, is the thing that's coming up for me.
Thank you. Nice to see you. And I know you're the coach today, so looking forward to that. No pressure, but, you know, the experience and learning. Dania, welcome.
Yes. For me, it's a great experience when I can listen a session of another coach, because it's unusual for for me to hear a session, and so it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
So before we get into a little bit of recap from Monday or questions, comments, is there somebody who wants to offer a connection experience? So a very brief, anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minute experience that will allow us to move from one threshold to another. So letting the morning that came before, whatever time zone you're on in, the nighttime, if you're just waking up and getting to your desk, letting that moment be where it is so that you can be present and then move forward into this call even more present. So it could be a meditation, it could be let's get up and stretch, whatever comes to you, if you feel like offering something, taking a risk. I see all the welcomes to Karen. That's nice in the chat. You can't do it wrong here, by the way. I'm, of course, can guide you into something, but is there somebody who wants to try something on, or?
I'll try.
Okay. Great.
Oh, wait. Yoda says there is no try. There is only do or don't do. Okay. Yeah, I was intrigued by what I don't remember. I'm embarrassed. I don't remember, but someone suggested asking what we want to leave outside the door as we come into the space. And so I'm going to incorporate that. Who was it who said that? Because it was brilliant. No? Okay. Yeah. So if it feels comfortable, you can allow your eyes to close. If it doesn't feel comfortable, then eyes open, but not looking around. And with a deep breath in and an exhale, let yourself feel your body in the space. Feel your seat in the chair, the cushion, whatever you're sitting on. Feel the air as it moves in through your nose. And allow your breath to move down towards your belly like a waterfall, splashing into the bowl of your pelvis. And exhale. And as you notice your breath, the in and the out, notice what you would like to leave outside this room, the space that you're creating. Perhaps you can imagine yourself opening the door and scooting something out the door and closing the door behind it. Anything that's not necessary for the space today. And with another breath, allow yourself to become completely present and acknowledging the all of you. Present here today in this welcoming space. It's completely safe, where we will hold and be held by each other. And with one last deep breath, if you'd like to let your eyes open, you can come back together.
Thank you, Karen. I suspect you've done this before. A little bit, eh? And also love that you just jumped right in, first time together. And just thank you for that beautiful connection. And I was reflecting on what do you want to leave outside the door? Perhaps it was Anne who said it, perhaps not. But I say that because she was leading Monday. And I did watch the video, but I don't remember. Maybe it's something she said, but I know Anne to be like the master of metaphors, and she's so great at offering a succinct experience and putting it into a metaphor or an analogy. So I was like, maybe it was Anne who said it, and that offers the perfect segue to just putting out there, if there are any reflections or comments you want to share or questions regarding what came up on Monday with Anne. I love how she framed it as there's this 300,000 square foot warehouse denoting, you know, the code of ethics can be so vast, and like, which aisle do you want to stand in front of and unpack a little bit? So I watched the recording and just want to know if you have any questions, comments, anything that has come up in your practice since Monday that was helpful for you moving forward, or any other question up until this point or reflection since we've begun connecting since 2 Mondays ago.
You know, Anjali, one of the things that I've been noodling on from Monday is a shift in my own mindset. And I come from a very strong HR background, you know, leading organizations and teams of HR people. And much of HR, it's can be black and white. At least that's what people want to get from our teams. As I've been looking at this code of ethics thing, I've had that HR mindset on a don't do this kind of approach. And what happened for me on Monday, and I've noodled until this morning actually, is that it's not a negative thing, the code of ethics. It's a bragging right, and in the right sort of way, that, you know, it's a commitment that we're gonna provide ourselves the excellence that we bring. We're going to secure the people that we coach so that it's an area that's safe. And both of those things are wonderful. And they're not negative at all. And it was just an epiphany for me that I just didn't realize how deep my HR root, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, but it's so deep that I come from the how do you fix it mentality versus let it be what it is and then work from that moment. And so it was just a powerful learning again, just from a code of ethics, that it was just pretty insightful that I didn't expect. And I'm still noodling.
Wow, I love that. That's seems like a profound epiphany, or epiphany is always profound, but like, you know, the fact is from where you're coming from and then holding both sides, like you keep talking about like coachee, client, you know, HR, you know, on one side and then coach on the other. And just after all these years and seeing something different, like that must feel, I can understand how that must feel.
It's almost, I want to say liberating, because it allows, I think now to embrace fully what I've probably not embraced fully. At least I'm hoping that's what happens as an outcome. I'm believing that's what's going to happen, and I'll see it.
Yeah. So interesting. Thanks for sharing your thought process. What occurred to me was it's so interesting that maybe the code of ethics was not helpful for you as an HR executive, you know, and that's so interesting to me. And I love your curiosity around it too. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point, Sterling, coming from a very similar spot. When I hear the word ethics, my interaction with it on a regular basis is violations of that get people terminated. So our conversation on Monday was very proactive and positive. And so I think you pinpointed some of the feelings I was having, but hadn't really like given voice or articulated them myself, because I think Anne's approach was very positive and forthcoming and like a benefit we can offer our clients. And I hadn't really looked at it that way.
Amazing. So helpful to hear from all of you around this. Illuminating. For me, from where I stand, not an HR executive. Not yet.
It reminds me of the value that we provide as credentialed coaches. I don't always look forward to getting everything together for the renewal of my credential every 3 years. I don't, it's not enjoyable for me. But whenever I do this review, it strikes me that, gosh, I take for granted that I will be meeting these standards. I expect myself to. It's good to have the review, but it also reminds me, this is part of the value that I, as a coach, as a credentialed coach, offer, that I'm not just hanging out a shingle and saying, hey, coaching over here. But when I refer clients to the ICF standards, they can assure themselves that I'm the real deal, that we are the real deal. And that's not to say that there aren't very, very talented and skillful people out there who aren't credentialed. But I think we can all agree that we have standards to meet and to uphold, and I'm proud of that. Mm.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Jean?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to everybody for what you've said. It's interesting to hear about the HR distinctions in coaching. So thank you for illuminating that, because I've not been on the HR side. So that's interesting perspective. And like Karen, I too feel my language would be, I'm really proud to be an ICF coach. And I appreciate and need and revere the standards, the ethics, et cetera. And since Monday, right, really literally right after our session, I had coaching calls or sessions and was able to just do that quick little preamble. You know, I'm upholding in accordance with upholding the ethics of the standards in my coaching, in our coaching industry, blah, 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 blah. I said a few things and it was just felt good. Mm. And it's kind of like modeling the way, I do executive coaching. And so it's like modeling the way of, you know, what are you holding up and what are we? And I really, it was just to find all of this so refreshing. So thanks to the facilitators and the colleagues here. Really
beautiful. Useful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how Anne talked about the transparency and like when we just say, this is just how I do it. This is what you need to expect. If you're late, this is the policy. This is what happens to your records. It's just like putting it all out there, and that enhances and cultivates the trust, right? Right from the get-go. So very valuable. I agree.
Yeah, I just want to say that I love everything that everybody said. As I said at the end of Monday's call, it's definitely invited me to tighten up my reference to the ICF ethics and folks and make it public and make that link more pervasive. And one of the things that Anne reinforced was it's liberating and intimidating. So because it isn't a policy procedures book, it's based on the assumption of my integrity, my respect, my honesty, and she said, serving the client. And I might have all those values in full flourishment and still get it wrong. And so that then points to me that there is risk there. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because I do this because I want to make a difference. And I'm asking my clients to come in and take a risk as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that edginess that makes me realize, you know, yeah, why I chose this profession to some degree. It's you're putting yourself out there, and that's okay. Mm.
Thank you for putting yourself out there, Lisa.
Thanks.
Thank you for sharing. Is there anybody else before we move on to the next chapter of this time together today? Should we now step into another door? Since we're using the door analogy, maybe we could take a deep breath before we cross over into the next threshold, the next doorway to coaching practicum. Right. I took a breath. Feel free to take a conscious breath if you would like. If not, I just want to remind you, so Lisa will be coaching Jean, and when we begin, you can turn off your videos, make sure you're muted, and just want to remind us all that this is a space of acceptance and acknowledgement, as well as learning. And when we're offering feedback, to offer and to share and listen for, like, choose what you're listening for. You know, do you want to listen for competency number four? Do you want to listen for how they're setting an agreement? What is it in you that you want to listen for, and then reflect back that you noticed the coach was doing well? So bringing evidence to that. And so we're acknowledging what we're noticing the coach is demonstrating that is competent and strong and touches you in some way. And Lisa, I'd love to ask you what you would like us to be listening for.
Yeah, good good question. I think the basics, right? And not the fancy kind of saucy stuff that might end up in the middle, yeah. But the framing, the framework, you know, the basics, like going back to square one, did I touch on all the important pieces? And then if the rest is cherry on top, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious.
Crispness, conciseness, impact, good setting up, good ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything further you want to tell me about basics, like that word for you, what that means? And
yeah, well, it reflects that I think a lot of me showing up at coaching sessions is intuitive. It's unconscious competence. It's all that stuff. But in that, I want to make sure that I'm not part of why I'm here today in this course. Okay. Not losing out on right. those basics.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, of course. It makes sense, but what makes sense in my mind might be very different from your sense making. So
yeah.
So my interpretation is, okay, so am I setting the agreement? Like, is that something you want us to listen to? Is that a basic element that you're referring to?
Yeah. The behavioral, indicators, or the, what do we call them? What does ICF call them?
The competencies, the markers,
yeah, the markers. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking about competencies. Of course you're welcome to, if somebody wants to reflect a marker, but for the purpose of this program, this course, these conversations, we're going to be focusing on the competencies. So the basics to me means, for example, setting an agreement. But to you, it means, I heard the word framework. So of course there's lots we can work with there. Is there anything very specific, or you just want to keep it a little more general?
Good listening,
okay.
Concise, impactful questions,
okay.
Good observations and witnessing of my client, forwarding the action.
Okay. And it begs the question, what are the basics of coaching? I mean, that could be a whole hour and a half, right? So thanks for opening that up. You know, the basics, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anything else before we continue? Lisa?
Oh, no, not for me.
No? Okay. So Jean, you're ready to go as well? Okay. So, also Lisa, please keep track of time. So if you could take us to, you know, let's say a couple of minutes, could go to the top of the hour. If you want to stop a couple of minutes before, that's fine. We'll take a 3-minute break and then we'll debrief when we come back from the break, but we'll all come back to the call after the session's ended between you two. And then we'll just, come back. So over to you, Lisa, enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to actually just hide my video because I like just looking at you. So give me just half a second. Thank you. Hi, there you are.
Yeah, you bet. Good to see you again.
Thank you. It's good to see you too.
I know, because we've talked about this, how busy you are, how many you know, how many things that mind, you know, thinks about any given moment. And I want to just to, you know, remind you and bring you to the notion that the coaching space is a place for you, a place of depth. I want to see if there's anything you need to clear or complete before you step into our coaching space.
I'm lucky. Yeah. This morning, actually, no. You know, I've had a sweet, easy morning and time with my dog and my son, and so all is well. I'm easy access today. So thank you awesome. For offering that.
So there's, I can expect a sweet, easy energy perhaps to show up or not. We'll see.
I'm good with that. I'm good.
All right. All right. That sounds great. So, you know, we've talked about this before. Such a great thing that coaching is confidential, as you know, the code of ethics emphasizes as a key thing, and also this safe space. So as I've told you before, Jean, say it as you think it, blurt it out, doesn't have to sound any way which way at all. Let's just see what pops up.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
All right, so what would you like to walk away from after our session today? What would be most helpful?
Oh gosh. You know, honestly, I hadn't even thought about that yet, Lisa, you know, in the spirit of just saying what's so. I really hadn't thought about it and kind of feel a little foolish right now that I hadn't. I am in my 22nd year of coaching, and I have an opportunity to develop a particular new assessment tool with a colleague who has a large database, and it's a tool that could be useful for other, for definitely for clients, for organizations, and for coaches. So I'm exploring what it would look like at this tenure of my career. To be really quite frank, what's on top of mind right now is just kind of exploring as we walk through, do kind of a minimum viable product and look at what could this be, and do I want to take on a new venture like this? And, you know, I'm not really eager to go back to 22 years of beginning and, you know, all that buildup at this place in my career. So to be honest, just to have the opportunity to explore that would be a gift. Mm-hmm. So what's the end of coaching look like for me as I process out loud here? Of this call, kind of clarity, self-clarity on not like the whole future of it, but just self-clarity, maybe like on the next 30, 60 days for myself on how I can hold this opportunity.
Okay, that is very clear to me, and as you hear yourself getting to the clarity of our focus today, how foolish do you feel now?
I don't feel foolish. Yeah. So thank you.
How that happened?
Just a good listener on the other side, so thank you for that.
That's great. We talked about this before, and you gave me permission to call you when some of these derogatory voices were coming in, so
yeah,
thanks for letting me point that out.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it. So thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's great. So what I hear you say is there's some newness in your role, and specifically kind of focused on a tool, an assessment. It's an opportunity for you to explore. So mm-hmm. that I think I heard the undertones of a possible excitement, adventure, newness. And then there's this other side or component of, ooh, do I want to? So apprehension, or are those the words I'm putting to it? I don't know if those words resonate for you at all.
They do. Okay. They do. They actually resonate very well. It is both, you know, and a healthy, positive tension right now. So, yeah.
I love that. A healthy, positive tension. Right. Okay. And so getting some clarity, whatever that is, would be helpful.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So let's dive in. So, gosh, what's the exciting part? Let's have two columns here, the exciting and the apprehensive. And what's the exciting part? What's that?
The exciting part is that it is two seasoned professionals coming together. So it's not just, I am prone to idea generation and possibility orientation. So the excitement here is that it's not only, it is a great idea and it's a great tool and it's a great product and it's a, but it's well vetted. And so the excitement comes from, it's a seasoned opportunity in the sense that there's, you know, as I've evolved in my age and in my career and in my life, I appreciate discernment. And so we've both done a lot of discernment and choosing around this. So it's at like 80% vetted already. And just for the spirit of not talking about a nebulous thing, my colleague has a healthy database on value graphics, and I'm extremely passionate about the power of clarity and knowing your values personally and in an organization. I often think in organizations, they impose values instead of honor values. And so I'm really excited about the possibility of bringing a tool that can help an organization understand the true values of the people that make up their company and what difference that could make in directionally being able to use that important, deep information. So that's what it is. It's called value print, like fingerprint. And we have 750,000 pieces of global data to rely on. So that's what the excitement comes from, is this isn't just a, let's brainstorm and come up with a new product or a new app or a new something like this. It's really personally powerful, professionally powerful, and business-wise, it has a strong base. So that's the excitement, the opportunity. Wow.
Yeah. And I knew your eyes were blue when we first started this program, but boy, am I ever seeing it now. Because your eyes, honest to God, as you're talking about this product, your eyes just became twice as high.
Like, wow.
Such the excitement. That your whole face. I see the excitement. I think I picked up a little bit of even a little emotional to it. That, yeah. So, wow. And I get it. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
I see that this is drawing you in.
It is. It is. That's a good point. It is drawing me in. And
and
you're the drop.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, I'm like, do I really want to start another business again? Right. You know, like I'm kind of enjoying the sweet ease, as we distinguished earlier. You know, and am I don't, so the unknown, you know, what will it take to build it, time, equity, do it right, is it a tool someone, so there's just all that unknown that I just want to walk through, that we will be walking through. I appreciate our approach right now is walk versus run, although every time I say it to my colleague, I always say run versus walk, which is a funny Freudian slip. So
yeah, so a little bit flatter emotion, yeah. when we talk about some of the holdbacks or the other column, the apprehensive column.
Yeah.
and funny, interestingly, when you sort of went over to that side, some of the apprehension, you went quickly to the specifics. What will it cost? What will it need for me? What will, right? So that stuff,
yeah,
seems to be weighing on you in a tangible way.
Yeah. And it's not just cost, financial cost,
right?
It's energy cost,
right?
It's commitment cost. And it's appropriate that it's unknown somewhat, you know, you know, building a new partnership takes a really solid investment. I've known this colleague for many, many years. In fact, he was my intern 40 years ago. Oh God, not 40, 30 plus years ago. Mm. He was my intern. And so we have a huge history and I wouldn't want anything to jeopardize that history, you know, that relationship that is so important to me. So caution, you know, youth had me just run cautionless. And I'm a little wiser now, has me run with a little bit of caution about what's important not to hamper.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think I'm hearing like three things. I just want to run it by you. One is that maybe unlike a more youthful period beginning, that same kind of zest or eagerness is not quite as sharp. I'm hearing, I think, that maybe at this stage in your life, you want to have time perhaps for other things.
Yeah.
So far, is that something that...
I spend my zest cautiously.
Right.
Put it that way.
Right.
So it's like, is this where I want to invest my energy and time, or should I continue to build and maintain and sustain my current practice? I'm looking at transitioning it over the next 5 years to my son, who is a budding coach. So there's the son budding coach taking on my practice. There's this opportunity to build an assessment tool. And then there's the, you know, am I ready to commit to something this whole, so
yeah,
transition. Yeah.
Right. Transition, exploring the next phase.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But truth be told, I really want to do this. I just want to do it right.
Do it right in terms of your whole life and everything else. Yeah.
Okay. You're right in terms of my life. Do it right in terms of the caliber of the kind of output that he is already doing.
So I think I also heard you when you talked about your partner the connection that I saw you have. That was, is there an implication for you about not disappointing that person or feeling obliged? Is that part of this at all? Or?
Yeah, that's a really good. That's really great that you picked that up. It's true. He is high achieving. Extraordinarily responsible, has a bit of that competitive edge that keeps him always raising the bar, which is great in his output. I see that. And you're right. I don't want to disappoint him. I don't know that I would have caused, you know, grabbed that language, but there is a concern that, you know, what if I don't get it right? Mm. Yeah, good catch.
What if you don't get it right?
Yeah, are we gonna go there? Okay, I think we need to. I need to.
Yeah.
What if I don't get it right? I'll feel really sad, and I'll feel lesser than, and I will feel that I let him down, that I let me down, that you know, even after, I don't know why I keep referencing years, but it's been a chunk of years, that, you know, am I an imposter in my own field? I don't feel so, but if I don't get it right, would that be a reflection on that? You're a coach, you should know how to do an assessment tool, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I've been around a lot of them, but that doesn't mean I've built one. If I don't get it right, will I be embarrassed about some of my profession that I'm so extraordinarily proud to be a part of? I don't think that I would have. That is it. That is really, I am concerned that I could let him down, and in turn, it would be a reflection of me. So there's some ego there. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks for going there. Yeah. It's not an easy place to go.
Yeah. What do I do with that, though? Do I talk to him about it?
Can we explore a little bit more? Because there's something I'm really curious about.
Please.
What does getting it right look like in Jean's world? In this context.
Yeah. We're both strong visual futurists, and we've talked about what getting it right looks like. That people will have a stronger satisfaction and engagement at work. They will feel honored and seen in the more subtle ways because the values are being reflected around them. So there's not only this, you know, work-life balance that we look at sometimes is clock-oriented or, you know, has some other kind of more mathematical approach to it. But to me, when I hear my clients talk about work-life balance, I always go to values and see where the values are being honored and when they're not. And very often I find that it's a values collision, or collision's a big word, but the value is being intimidated or imposed upon or compromised in some way. So what getting it right looks like is the here's a big word, the universe understanding the language and the power and the necessity of values orientation.
Yeah, that's a big bold.
That's
goal.
A big getting it right, right?
Right. Well, you know what? So what I heard, I think, is, if I can be so bold, is you describe the project objective. What I'm curious about is, what does it look like in your partnership with this colleague when you get it right? So if I were to question him at the end, I'd say, well, did Jean get it right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is you getting it right or getting it wrong?
Yeah. I'm curious, so great question. And in reflection, this is where I'm going to go first, you know, and I'm curious what I haven't really clarified his expectations of what getting it right is. I think that would be a really good thing to do. You know, what are his expectations of my contribution in this? We've talked about time and we've talked about specific tasks. We meet every Sunday. And but we haven't really had that expectations conversation. So I don't know. I make up that getting it right for him would mean I deliver a stellar product from the coaching lens. He's bringing, his tool was derived to help marketers see beyond demographics or geographics. My prior career was in marketing, and that's where we worked together. And so I understand that. But when you come down to the human, you know, this is, so that's in the messaging and portion of where he originated this body of work. But now he's seeing that this data could have so much more other applications. And so I've been talking to him a lot about, I use values a lot in my coaching practice, in my work, in my life, and with my children, with my husband, with our, you know, I always listen for values, and because they're such a deep guide. And so I totally lost our question, to be honest. So what is getting it right? If you asked him at the end of the time, what would getting it right look like? Did Jean get it right? Jean would get it right if she produced distinguishable, well-vetted, simple to use, accessible tool that truly had application and integration for the person and the organization, not just another set of data for people to go, oh, there's my values, there's my strengths, there's my psychometric tool, this and this, you know, like people have all this information now about themselves, but it's in the integration. So getting it right would mean I delivered a product that complemented the data. Getting it right would mean that people would easily be able to understand it and integrate it, like behaviorally, for a positive use in their life. I'm really glad this is recorded because I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's a big, project.
It is a big project. It's an appropriately big project.
That you're excited about. And for me, and I don't, this is just coming from me, so I'd love to hear it from your end, but it's, there's almost like a dark cloud to it or something that's a pressure for you. That, does that make, does that resonate at all? Or what's the metaphor you would use?
The dark cloud, I'm a verbal processor. I am a work well in collaboration. I invite and explore collaboration. And part of it is I've not explored who's going to collaborate with me on this. I have David, who comes from this demographic, psychographic, you know, this, all these different elements. Right. But it's like, I think it's more about the aloneness I feel right now in developing the product from a coach perspective, from an organizational contribution perspective, that is making me feel like the dark, like I'm by myself.
Yeah, you're alone.
I am. Alone is a good word.
And I can't, at this moment, that's the, that's your experience, but you know, I can't help but wonder if it could be helpful to you to grind, to get out of the nebulousness of it and really get down to the specifics of expectations, supports, allies, logistics, so that maybe it could empower you more, or it could tell you, no, I'm actually not doing this.
Yeah, well, I am going to do it. We're going to do it through minimum viable product, meaning we're going to build the tools halfway done. I mean, they have done their version of it. I have looked at it and have my recommendations. But the allies, that's a good question. The expectations, that's a good question. That has not been clarified between us nor me. What are my own expectations of him? What are my own expectations of me? What are his expectations of me and of him? And then the allies, like who wants to build this with me? I have a definitely my associates that I contract with and that work on multiple projects with me, support coaching clients, et cetera. And there's two in particular that I think would be very keen in contributing. I've explored the conversation a little bit with one, but part of me is like, well, do you really want to build this with me? I really don't know how I can compensate you for your time. You know, so I haven't had those conversations, those really practical conversations, expectations, allyship, and partnership. Those are big conversations I haven't clarified yet.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we talked about earlier on in the session was time. Is that where you want to put your time? Is there other places you want to put your time and energy? And, you know, is there a way that this can be a yes and yes for you, that yes, you engage, but you do it on your terms?
Yeah.
Ask, but you are, you know, you are a talented, experienced, valued asset, right?
Yeah.
How can you leverage that or stand in that?
In this, the timing is right. And I, you know, in my life, whenever someone said, oh, perfect timing, I just love that. Well, especially when it's true. And it is really perfect timing for me. We completed a big transition moving from one place in Seattle to another recently. Our children are launched. I mean, they're still my babies, but they're definitely launched into their own lives. And I just completed a large project, like to the tune of 7 years. And so there's a little extra space in my calendar right now for something like this. And I could fill it with other things, but filling with it with a new opportunity like this, I have been watching him build this product, thinking of the personal application or an organizational application for a while. So when he invited me in, I was honored and delighted, but now the grit comes in, like, and I am noticing that there, what, you know, I get excited to talk about it, but then there, you're right, there is this hesitation. It doesn't feel so much like a cloud to me, but more like a, what if I get it wrong? Mm. You're right about that. So I need to create clarity around the vision, the expectations, and on his side, my side, and I need to find my partners to build it with. Yeah.
Okay. So we're on our top of the hour. Yeah. So is that a good place for me to suggest a little homework piece for you for now?
Yes.
Now next session is to get some clarity on expectations, supports, allies.
Get some clarity.
Yeah, that will help you get clarity. Will you do that?
Yes. I'm all ears. I'm ready. I love structure. Okay. I mean, I don't always create it, but I love imposed structure.
Okay. So I think you had the questions bang on. What are the expectations of you? What are the expectations you could have of, it was a him, your partner, if I got that right?
Yes.
What supports could be in place, perhaps additional supports that go beyond maybe, you know, the initial thinking that
yeah.
you can request, you know, what allyships mm-hmm. could the two of you determine?
Yeah.
Gosh, anything else that you feel you want and need to fully commit?
Yeah, I thank you for repeating it. I wrote it down. I will include that in our conversation that I have with him this Sunday. And I am going to use the perspective that you gave me from like unlocking the hesitancy. Mm. You know, like what is that hesitancy, that hold back that I've got that needs to be addressed? So I'm going to hang out with that dark cloud that you saw. Because I have a feeling there may be a few other things in there.
That's great.
And the timing might not be right. So in addition to those three things, I'm going to hang out with the question mark hesitancy. Anything else?
That's great, Jean. And you've got a great internal thermostat in a way that your energy sort of lights up sometimes when you're talking and thinking about it, and then it goes flat. So, you know, I would encourage you to pay really close attention to that internal thermostat to see if it feels flat or if it feels exciting, and it can give you a lot of insight on that.
Well, thank you. The one last thing I'd really like to just say is this is the first time I've talked about this publicly, especially with colleagues in my profession. So I think there was some excitement and some intimidation and some a little bit around that too. So there's a lot of emotion, a lot of energy.
So I want to thank you for showing up and being vulnerable and being fully present in our coaching session.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's an honor. It's a gift. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anything else before we complete?
No.
Well, thank you.
Just thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Wow. What a treat is the first word that came to mind, and pleasure and privilege to witness that. Thank you, Jean, for your vulnerability and trust in the confidentiality of this space amongst coaches. And yes, it's being recorded, but staying here with us. And Lisa, such beautiful coaching that I'm sure we all look forward to offering you acknowledgement for when we come back. So big pat on the back for you. I hope you're giving yourself that. And let's meet back in about 4 minutes. Thank you, everyone. Hello. I know it's short and quick, but enough time, right, to do what we need to do to continue. So I'll just wait for Lisa and Jean to return. There we go. Lisa, how are you? Did you have a moment to take a deep exhalation?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
So how was that? What did you notice about your coaching?
I had a nice little healthy nervousness going on, which is good. hopefully it didn't feel too intense. I knew that Jean was going to be an awesome client or partner as opposed to a coachee. I knew she'd show up fully. And so that was very helpful for me as a coach. It challenged me a bit, I think, too, because I think Jean's very articulate. So she was able to very much express how she was feeling and that she was conceptualizing things. And sometimes it preceded me framing it in a way that wasn't quite that. But I know that that's, in coaching, you throw something out and it's not about being right or wrong. So, but I would try to sit back and just witness Jean reframing in her mind. But yeah, I guess there's always a little part of me is, oh, you missed the boat on that one, Lisa. That's not what she said. But my coach says, that's perfectly fine. So that was interesting. There's a little point that, that for some reason really got my attention, which was at one point I realized how much of at that moment the focal was for Jean to deliver the product, and I maybe overheard that, but it made me go to, yeah, I guess there is something about the organizational culture. I don't work with Microsoft type folks. I work with federal public service folks. So it's a lot about process, just getting through the process. And whereas the delivery of that product, I think I had to regroup and say, yeah, the delivery is a big deal in that world, right? So that was kind of insightful for me in the moment. I think I could have been a bit more crisp.
What did you do well? Not to interrupt, but I'm curious about.
Well, I think I referred to the code of ethics and the confidentiality, and I invited her to be present, and I stayed curious. I really felt quite engaged by her circumstance, and I found myself sort of forgetting that I was practicing or in front of people. I was quite interested, really, in the dynamics and invested in her walking through that. So that was really neat. Felt that connection. And I think, kind of for the action, what will you do to move forward? Those are some things that I noticed.
Good. And you wanted us to listen for the basics?
Whatever that is, right?
And the framework, crispness, impact, conciseness, good listening. I mean, I heard so much that was great in there. And I don't want to pick on everything that was great. I wouldn't be picking on it, would be putting a light on it, shining a light, because I want others to share what they heard as well. But if I may, unless there's more you want to say that you noticed that was good about what you did. I mean, you said the word basics, and to me, it's like basic. Your presence is like so foundational to the coaching. It's like, it's who you are right away. It's like open and expansive and come on into my space and let's partner together. And what are we going to get done? And so welcoming and so inviting and immediate trust with your words. You spoke it out. This is confidential. And what do you need to get? Is there anything you need before we begin? But just also in just the energetics of who you are as a person, accumulated experience, what you're passionate about, all these things that make you Lisa were just evident. And I could just see that it was like a great start and just created this container, this framework by you just showing up and being who you are with curiosity. So I would bring those basics to the forefront here and just want to highlight that, that was evident. It's evident in, you know, your presence and who you are. So nothing you need to do more for that. It's just be yourself. And so that's a beautiful gift that you bring to coaching, is from what my experience. And there was just so much that was great. So much that you heard and brought up to Jean's attention, words and like dark cloud and things that you notice about her energy, constant like active listening going on here. I mean, I can just read off all the subcompetencies of number six, which is listens actively. You reflected and summarized what she was communicating. You noticed, acknowledged her emotions. So subcompetency two and four. And you also just, it was throughout, like there's so much you trusting your intuition and going for it. I'm just going to bring focus on one thing in terms of framework, because you talked about that. And so like right off the top, what do you want to walk away with? And then she talked about self-clarity. So in my mind as a coach, I'm thinking, okay, so she wants to walk away with self-clarity. So how as a coach might we hold what they want in mind, like the destination, as something that we can work with and work towards and ensure that we can check in at the end? Okay, did we arrive there? You know, and so I would just put that forward, like, you know, in terms of creating that framework, is there a way to work with that as you move forward so that, you know, you're circling back and saying, okay, so did you get what you needed? Did you get what you wanted? And how do you check in with that?
Yeah. Great. And to be honest with you, I didn't have self-clarity in my notes. So sometimes I think my liftoff was a little bit too quick. I thought I got it, but that would have been helpful to note that and to check back in.
Great. Yeah. And we can always, and even when a client, when, you know, a client is offering what they want, there are ways we can deepen that, right? Like how will you know you have self-clarity? How does that show up for you? And that helps us as a coach check in. So is that showing up now? Because I heard that's what it is for you. Is it showing up? And so it's something we can always deepen, right? It's like part of the contracting and part of the agreement setting. Yeah. And we're going to get into that when we go into competency number three. I mean, all of us as coaches have gone into the coaching agreement and we can always go more and deeper, get in deeper. And it's always that point of contention often, and maybe something that we're always working on, you know, as coaches, and we're working on all these competencies always. I mean, I could speak for myself, but I think it's just the process of becoming better and better and learning. So I'll leave it there. I just thought you did a beautiful job. It's a joy to listen to you, coach, to hear your questions, to see what you pick up on, to reflect it back. And thank you for taking the plunge and allowing us to participate in hearing you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And I thank you so much for that whole really grinding down to the thing they want to get. How will we know when we get there? When you said that, it gave me so much freedom. Like, yeah, I can equip myself a little bit more as the coach, because you know why? It helps me and it helps them as they refine their answer. So I love that. Thanks very much.
I also find for me personally, it gives me a map. It's like, Okay, so is this question, like, am I on track or am I taking them off track? Right. Cause this is part of the agreement, is checking in to see, are we on track here? This is what you wanted. How are we doing? Do we need to course correct and recontract, or are we headed towards what you wanted? So it's a good check-in for us. It also helps us be informed with our questions and making sure, like, is this coming from my own curiosity personally, or is this really curiosity about them? Like, how do we stay out of the way, right?
Yeah, I'm laughing, Julie, because it makes me think, lots of times I finish a coaching session and the client will say, yeah, it's not where I thought we'd end up, but it's great. So maybe I do bring them somewhere else and it may be okay, but I like this. This is crisp. That's more integrity
okay.
to it.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, Lisa. And so I would love to hear from Jean and then we'll go around.
That was really useful. Thank you. Lisa, thank you very much for coaching me. I truly felt coached. I may not be an easy client to coach because this is what we breathe and swim, and I breathe and swim. And all the time. So I may have made some challenging for you because leapfrogging, but I really want you to know that you made an extraordinary difference in my life today. You really did. You really did. And you helped me get clear about things that it was really nice to have someone outside of my circle of friends and family that I've been talking to about this. And you really helped me realize that I needed clarity around expectations, clarity around allyship and support, clarity around and that whole dark cloud thing and naming it as a hesitancy is going to be very useful for me to slow down and check in and to get those other unanswered blocks maybe. So that was really powerful. You did help me get to the destination because what I was looking for was clarity. I really didn't know what I was gonna talk about. Actually, I felt a little, and you helped me name that foolish thing. It's like, oh yeah, I'm being coached today. I should probably bring something to coaching. But this was what was top of mind for me. And it really has made a big difference. In fact, just in that 3-minute break, I was like, I'm going to regroup my environment and I'm going to make this whole wall on this side of my office a place for me to put my questions, my hesitancies, my progress, my everything. So I just am extremely excited and kind of plugged into this whole new opportunity just out of this short conversation. Thank you very much. You are a good coach.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jean.
Yeah. Really great. Really great. Can I say a couple more things?
Yeah, please.
What was really great was that you matched my energy and that you kept me feeling like we were moving forward instead of back and going down because you wanted to go down. I think that you saw where I wanted to go forward and you just kept me. I felt like we were on a walk. You know, we were walking together and you never stopped to say, but I want to look at this tree. I really felt like you were honoring me in the whole conversation. And that was sweet. So thank you. Upon reflection, I see that. So That's an art. You did a great job. That I will use for me forward to make sure I'm not looking at what I need, but looking at what the coach needs, the client needs rather. So thank you. And now I'm done.
So many hats, client, coach, wearing them all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Who else would like to share what they noticed, evidence for Lisa's wonderful coaching and competencies that were present? Sterling?
I wrote down, what I see is a quiet protector of the space. And it's nothing that Lisa said or as much as what she was doing. You could just feel that it was something was happening and she was so protective of it that Jean just stepped in and stepped in and stepped in and stepped in. And along the way, she was right by her side. As she went deeper, Lisa was there. As she went a little bit deeper, Lisa was there. And it was almost like that quiet encouragement. And yet she was going to be there through the whole discovery to some level. And I could see that in Jean's face. And when she acknowledged the blueness of her eyes, how wide they got. And it was obvious on this side, because the screen has popped up. Here's Jean's eyes. And I'm thinking, wow, she hit something there that's allowing Jean to explore this. So I felt honored to sit there and I was on the background going, yeah, so well done, well done.
Thank you, Sterling. And also just want to mention, like, not all of us always in everyday life receive acknowledgement. So I just want to invite you to notice, am I taking it in? Is it hard? Like, am I not believing what I'm hearing? You know, it's always interesting to notice those thoughts, but I just want to, may you welcome it, Lisa, and anyone else who gets to feel acknowledged. Who's next? Oh, Laura?
Sorry, didn't mean to jump in.
No, please.
There were a few things that I would just reiterate that I think Julie really touched on, but a couple things that stand out that I thought you did a really great job of, Lisa, is just mirroring, using Jean's words. So in the beginning, she, and I didn't write it down, but she used a couple of specific words about her energy and how, where she was at, and you kind of brought that in. You didn't kind of, you brought that in and kind of, you just brought that in and kind of used that as a launching off point, which I thought was great. The sensing that you did, I thought you did a really great job naming that. There wasn't anything outward that she said before you stated, like, I'm feeling like there's this dark cloud portion of this still, but you named it, and I certainly felt it as you were coaching. And so I think that deep level of listening is so beautiful, helping the client to give voice to things that they might not even necessarily notice. Those were two big things that stood out for me. I think just in general, really, like I think really walking with her and mirroring her energy, that was really apparent along the way. I think that visual just really sticks and lands for me as how you kind of just journeyed with her through the time.
Thank you, Laura, for those reflections and notes. Karen?
Thank you, Lisa and Jean. My gosh, that was such a wonderful, I felt like I was carried along on this journey as well. And it really just took my breath away. In answer to your question, Lisa, I'm looking through the
competencies.
Thank you. The things. And as far as basics, I sort of found myself going to number 7, which is about evokes awareness. And this was just stunning to me. Number 11 is sharing observations, insights, and feelings. And I loved the way you brought up, other people have mentioned it, but the dark cloud, there was all this very positive energy, Jean, as you were with your eyes gleaming, talking about your excitement. And Lisa, you received all of that in the container and then said, and I'm also sensing the dark cloud feeling. I also saw you addressing awareness around number 4, asking questions that help the client explore beyond current thinking. There was such a powerful moment when you observed that she had, that Jean had hesitancy around the relationship with her potential business partner and what that was about, the potential for disappointing or in some way letting down, as it turns out, letting this partner down. So it just felt so skillful to me how you got to that point, and it really was such a nub of I don't know if dark clouds have nubs, but anyway, the nub of the dark cloud. And number 6, noticing what is working to enhance client progress. So you did really highlight her response and the joy, and I love the blue eyes as she was talking in the very beginning. So I took this time to help me. My personal takeaway is to refer back to what it means to evoke awareness. So thank you for this remarkable demonstration, both of you.
Thank you for bringing that competency to light. And as we, you know, illuminate one, it also strengthens it in ourselves and in the group. So thank you for that. Dania?
I share what my colleague said, and I can add that I notice a very good presence of Lisa and very deep question. Mm. And also an active listening of what Jane was saying. And so I thank you for this very interesting session.
Thank you, Dania. So it's always a privilege, you know, Laura said it's so beautiful to witness the generosity of coaches. It's so beautiful to be in the space of coaches and mastery and learning. So privilege and an honor to be here with you. Thank you, everyone.
Can I jump on that too? I just want to please take a second to thank everyone for their
feedback. Yeah, I was just about to hand it over to you to tell us what you're taking away.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. I just saw the clock ticking. So I consider myself in a group of very competent professionals, very skilled and talented coaches. So every word you said, I took in. Honored to get the feedback. And thank you for contributing to my learning, but it just goes right to my heart, everything you said, so, and my head, so thanks very much. And what was the other thing I want to say? I guess that's it. Yes, thank you.
What is the learning that you're taking with you into your coaching life?
You know, maybe it reinforces the power of witnessing someone and how much that is something that people get in coaching that they often don't get anywhere. Powerful. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you for being that witness today. Yeah. Thank you for your coaching. Beautiful. So I'm just going to go around and ask what you're each taking with you today. And then on Monday, you'll be joined by Anne and you'll be continuing the ethics conversation, the juicy ethics conversation. And I'll look forward to being with you again. I think it's next Wednesday. Me. So who would like to share what they're taking away? Jean, do I see your mic'd?
Sure. I okay. did. I am taking away a whole bunch of enthusiasm and, you know, from being coached. And so that's what I'm taking away, and extreme gratitude for you, Lisa, for what you so graciously and easily gave to me. I really appreciate it. I really want you to know that. So thank you. That's what I'm taking away.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. Who else is taking something away they want to share? Laura?
The metaphor about being on a walk with a client and stopping when they stop and looking at what they look at. I have a tendency in my coaching to feel like I can get anxious about where are we going to go. And I think that visual really like helps me to just take a deep breath and frame it in a way that I think just gives me a sense of peace and really focuses on what's most important, and that's the client.
Nice. Powerful. Thank you. Go ahead.
Lisa, something that you just said that really just smacked me upside the head is I've been, this is so hard to admit, but I sometimes struggle with what really is the value of coaching? What is the value that I'm bringing to the client? What really is of service? And what you just said about the importance of being witnessed, the value of being witnessed. I mean, I tend to get all caught up in the technique and doing it right and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know, personally, it just really struck me that yes, we are not listened to, we are not witnessed so often in our life. And thank you for that. Just
beautiful. Thank you for being here today. We have 1 minute, so I just want to give you, Sterling and Dania, if you have any few words.
I mean, I go back to, it's a gift. This was a gift. Thank you for the gift. I appreciate it, Lisa. Jean, thank you.
Thank you, Sterling. And Dania, last word for today?
Thank you for this beautiful share of very interesting things about this session. Mm-hmm. And sorry for my English.
Let's get the sorry out of the way. You don't need to apologize. I speak for myself, but I think we're in agreement that we appreciate you and your English is perfectly coherent and great. Like I said, much better than my Italian, and I love Italian, though. Thank you. So no apologies needed. And thank you for that. We get it.
I love my North American brothers and sisters on the call, but I love to hear that European feel. So that nice accent is awesome, as far as I'm concerned.
We need it. We need you. So thank you for showing up and keep talking to us. And thank you, everyone. I will see you soon and have a great rest of the week, and beautiful to see you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Ciao.
That was fun.